Good afternoon, brethren. Happy Sabbath to all of you. Speaking of camera controls, a long time ago, contentious church softball championship between Sacramento and the Bay Area. And the Bay Area had won the previous 16 years in a row. And this was the year they didn't make it. So we kept constantly telling their camera operator, edit, edit. Welcome to all of you online and on the webcast with us. Happy to have you with us today. Welcome to our visitors. Nice to have you with us. In 2 Timothy 3, verses 12 and 13, we find a couple of interesting statements made by Paul to Timothy. The first one being in verse 12, it says, yes, in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Not a big surprise to us. We know this. Many of us experience it. Seems like the world doesn't like righteous people, doesn't want to live the way of God. But verse 13 is actually the verse I want for today. Evil men, verse, deceiving and being deceived. And in our times which we find ourselves living, we hear this all the time. Data breach, fraud, deception. Fraud is so common, it's not even uncommon word anymore. It's a daily. But behind fraud is deception. And today I want to take a brief look at the concept of deception and give ourselves some keys on how not to be deceived. Let me give you some statistics. These are from 2024, and I just looked them up online. For identity theft and fraud for 2024, $12.7 billion. And that was just what's reported. And oh, by the way, that number is up 25% from 2023. From AARP, they estimate $47 billion in scams. And the implication is those target the elderly. $47 billion. That's insane. $16.6 billion in cybercrime that was reported to the FBI. Add all those numbers up, you get $76.3 billion. And that's 1 year. 1 year, $76.3 billion. Crime in our world is a lucrative business, and so is theft. But not so in God's world. Just imagine if you had to pay back four times what you stole, or seven. You'd think twice about stealing. Think if you stole even $1 billion times seven, that's seven. You have no hope of paying $7 billion back. Not unless you have a really good job. If physical deception is so prevalent in our age, just think about how vulnerable people will be when it comes to spiritual deception. If $76.3 billion a year is easy, just think of what happens when spiritual things start happening. Verse 13 is also kind of interesting. It says, imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. In other words, they're so into their own fraud, they don't even recognize when fraud is happening to them. Which is really sad. It really is. So today, I'm going to give you three keys to help us not be deceived. Number one is, in order to not be deceived, we need to know what is true. What is the true? What's genuine? Is it sincere? Is it honest? Let's go to Revelation 13, 13. Look at a scripture that talks about deception at the time of the end. I'm talking about the beast, it says, he performs great signs so that even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth inside of men. That's tricky. This guy can call down fire from heaven. He must be godly. Nope. Sorry. It's tricky, but is it true? Matthew 24, verse 24 and 25. Matthew 24, verse 24. For false Christs and false prophets will arise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. Verse 25, Jesus tells us, see, I have told you beforehand This should not be a great surprise to us. Jesus said, look, I've already told you about this. Be aware of it. Be watching. Be ready. Don't let it catch you off guard. Verse 26, we'll highlight, but we'll come back there. What is true? What is genuine? A while back, I was working at the museum, and somebody came in with a relatively large group, and I told them what their admission fee was. It was like $35. They go, can you change 100? I'm like thinking, do I have that kind of currency? Yeah, I think so. I can do that. And she hands me this $100 bill. And I'm thinking about all these signs in the restaurants and stores, you know, and we'll accept no bill larger than 20 bucks. And I'm looking at this $100 bill, and I'm thinking, is this genuine? How do I know this is a genuine $100 bill? I don't. I'm not an expert on U.S. currency and money printing. I'm looking at it for obvious things, and I don't see anything that looks glaring. Yeah, it looks legit. I think it was legit, but I don't know. But why don't I know? Because I don't know what the true bill's supposed to look like. Now, if you ever go to Canada, have you guys seen Canadian currency? We call Canadian currency funny money because they put this little plastic hologram in the middle of it, and it's for anti-counterfeiting, and it's got some kind of thing. If you shine a light on it, it has an image in it, so you can at least tell that it's semi-genuine. You shine a light on it. Yeah, okay, the little hologram's there. It's got the little funny money thing in it, so we're good. But in order to know deception, you have to know what is true. And think about all the places you go. It used to be the sign said, we'll accept no bill larger than 50 bucks. Now it's 20, which is technically illegal. But who cares about legality? We don't care about that. We just won't accept your money. 20 bucks. They're so scared of being taken advantage of, they'll accept the smallest unit of currency they possibly can. I'm waiting for it to go down to 10 bucks. Or maybe even 5. Who knows? Key number two is actually the key that makes fraudsters so successful. Key number two might seem not so obvious, but it is. And you know what key number two is? Don't act on it. That's how the scammers make all their money. They get you to act on deception. Christ even says the same thing in verse 26, if you're in Matthew 24. If they say to you, look, he's in the desert, do not go. Look, he's in the inner rooms, do not believe it. The number one key to avoiding deception is don't act on it. I mentioned before that at work they send us these little phishing emails to test us to see if we'll click on a bogus email. I got one the other day. I said, this looks bogus. The first time my gut reaction was, this is bogus. Because I've seen it before. This looks familiar. But I'm going to put it over here in my little folder and I'm just going to let it sit there for a while. Well, I think about it. I said, think about it for a while. Yep, it's bogus. Click on the button. Yep. All right, got that one right. Remember the story of the Gibeonites in the Old Testament? These guys show up at the Israelite camp. Gibeon. Hey, these guys, they've been a long journey. Yep, they got torn clothes. Their wineskins, they got patches on them. Their clothes are all ripped up. Bogus sandals. The sandals are broken. Yeah, they look legit. We'll do peace. What? You mean they live 5 miles from here? Oops. They fell for the deception. Why? Because they acted on it. Instead of, God, I need some help. Which is the key. Don't act on it. God, what is true? Where's the source of truth? We all know it's right here. It's right here. What does God say? Staying close to God, being watchful is what he tells us to do. If it looks and smells like deception, it probably is. Let's go to James 1:14. James 1:14. Says, each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Key words being drawn away and enticed. In other words, you act on deception. hang on a minute. So key number two is really do nothing. Seems kind of strange. Do nothing. Don't act on deception. If it looks and smells like deception, it probably is. Key number three, be found watching, not worrying. Four, be watching and take heed that no man deceives you. The world is going to do what the world is going to do. We should place our cares in God's hands. The world will be deceived and unawares, as Jesus Christ told us in Matthew 24. Let us not join them. The truth is here in God's word. Know it. Talk of it. Talk of it amongst your friends, people you know. Discuss it. What is genuine? Forget about the funny farm. We don't care what the funny farm is doing. Funny farm can do whatever it wants. Focus on being worthy of the kingdom of God. As Jesus Christ said, see, I have told you beforehand that these things are so. And as many observe and talk about, prophecy marches on. Funny farm can do whatever it wants, and God has a plan, and it's in place, and it's working. Do we follow men, or do we follow God? Many will be unprepared because they're looking in the wrong place. As Jesus Christ says in Matthew 24, look, Christ is over here, Christ is over there. Don't go. Don't go. Take heed that no man deceive you. Following men is part of go here and go there. Look, he's over here. No, he's not. We have the only truth. How many of you have heard that statement? We have the only truth. No, you don't. Truth is right here. Truth is in God's word. God has the truth. Not you. Not us. What does God say? What does God say? And that's what we should be doing. God says, be ready, be prepared, be watching. Where should we be looking? This is how we spot imposters. We're looking at the truth of God. We know what His word is. We know what truth is. And we said, that's not genuine. This is not genuine. This is not from God. There's another scriptures that say, test the spirits. You ever get a really funny feeling sometime? You're going to do something, and you just get this funny feeling that something feels off. You get those from time to time. So that's God giving you a hint. Hey, wakey, wakey. Anyone home? Good. Love God's word and His truth, and thereby be counted worthy to escape all these things that come as a snare upon those who dwell on the earth. So, brethren, in conclusion, let us remember our three keys today of avoiding spiritual deception, whose cost is even higher than $76.3 billion. Know what is genuine and true. Key two, do not act on deception. Deception pushes you to take action on that which is false. And key number three, be watching and not worrying. Build an even stronger and closer personal relationship with God and be counted as worthy.